98.1 KZE. It's a new edition of Friends Day brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Delighted to present today a brand new guest to the Friends Day lineup from Newburg, New York. Please welcome Soil and Soul.
You don't need to know all the scars on my heart. I just want to make you glow and compass all those hard parts so I can show up better than before. Cause when we're together, so won't you take my hand to La La Land so I can show.
KZE, Soil and Soul from Newburg, New York. Lisa and Jay, welcome to Friends Day. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, DJ MK. So happy to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you in the studio. Tell me, if you would, the story of Soil and Soul to get us all started.
Sure. I mean, we almost were called the F-Mob. That's the Farmers Market Open Band. Because,
okay.
We just love collaborating. Spontaneous collaboration is a big thing. We play a lot of farmers markets.
I can definitely see you guys at a farmers market.
Yeah. Yes, we play Newburg Farmers Market, Beacon Farmers Market, Port Jervis, all over the Hudson Valley.
And, yeah.
Really pride ourselves on promoting the local makers, bakers, and...
makers and bakers.
Yeah, makers, bakers, brewers, you know. We got, you know... The
tinkers, tailors.
Yeah, exactly. And, but yeah, so I've been like a compost geek for a while. And so that idea of like soil, and then I love soulful music. And so it just kind of this idea of the two together. Actually, I got to credit Allie, our mandolin player. She came up with Soil and Soul. And then the crazy irony of like looking up, there were no other bands named it. There are other like, kind of like a bouquet, custom bouquet manufacturer, like California or something. And then the other one is this book that's all about like, you know, the corporate power, how people can, you know, combat corporate power.
And also on brand.
Right. I know. I was like, boom, that's it. Soil and Soul it is.
Done and done. And how long have you been playing together?
2.5 years,
okay.
I think so.
So yeah. Not a super long time.
No.
Yeah.
But Jay, I'm going to speak for Jay, if that's right. I mean, my bass player, that bass playing that you heard is like, speaks to my soul. And was a union musician in the 70s. So, before... You know, the DJs came out and were, you know, playing all the hotels, and is just such a class act, and I feel so lucky to play with such a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great band.
Thank you.
And tell me, Lisa, a little bit about you, because I don't even know if I've heard really your story. What brought you to the Hudson Valley and Newburg and all that good stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Which, by the way, I'm so grateful for the time you got to sit in and play trumpet. We play in Unicorn Brass Band. Got a shout out, right? The band that weren't together.
Oh, yeah.
But for original Hudson Valley root planting, actually, it was for a vegetable seed company called Row 7 Seed Company.
Okay.
So I moved here for a job as their warehouse manager, which was, you know, it was good for the time being to set up their operations and fulfillment center. And then I was like, yeah, I got to do something else. So, but yeah. I live right in Newburg with a gorgeous view of the Hudson River.
You have an amazing I've been lucky enough to see your place, yes. And my goodness, it is beautiful.
Pinch myself.
Yeah.
Come to Newburgh-Moore, lots of that view. I mean, all around, really. That's why this is one of the most beautiful parts of the world.
Newburgh doesn't get its flowers enough. I've been saying this for years. I mean, it's such a great town. There's so much music there. There's so much art. The Newburgh yes. Illuminated Festival. Yes. And yeah, I feel like everybody's just like hyper-focused on like the kind of upper Hudson Valley. Mm-hmm. And there's some cool, cool stuff in the lower Hudson Valley.
Yes, yes. I feel like it's probably not just unique to Newburgh, but there's like a bit of this renaissance going on. I think that happens too when like, right, there's like a repression of, mm-hmm. of expression. And then it's like, well, actually, we're just going to really go all out and express, use creativity to deal with the times we're living through.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm happy to have you guys here representing Newburgh today.
Thank you. This is a thrill and honor.
Would you be so gracious as to play another one for us?
Please. Would love to. DJ MK Ultramatic.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. By the way, that last one was called Queer Joy. Nice. You don't have to be queer to experience queer joy, right?
Yeah.
And then this one's called So Distracted, something that maybe some of us can relate to these times. More than money, more than fame, I just wanna break out and change the game. More than lust, more than fun, I just wanna take my time.
Soil and Soul on 98.1 KZE, representing Newburgh today. That is beautiful, and I've heard that song before when you had me, and thank you again for having me come play trumpet on your Tiny Desk submissions. But at the time, I didn't really get to listen to the lyrics of that song because I was hyper-focused on the music, but such lovely lyrics.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, changing the game. I feel like that expression keeps coming up. Mm. You know, there's a lot with, like, my gosh, I even just recently learned about, like, Monopoly and the origins of that game.
Oh, tell me.
Woman that invented it named Margaret, I think, Elizabeth, Maggie, something like that. And it's called the Landlord's Game that she came up with as a way to essentially educate people on the trappings of capitalism.
Right,
so
right.
The fact that, like, the whole thing got co-opted for, like, the opposite intention is totally messed up. And there's, like, a whole ongoing thing with, like, Hasbro, who owns it and everything now. But all that to say, yeah, changing the game, I feel like, is what we're in right now. And that's, it's just such a good snapshot, too, of, like, everyone, all of us, I feel like, so distracted. Everything's pulling at us.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. How do you approach that? How do you, you know, kind of stay focused or stay, you know, stay creative, stay sane? What tell us your approach to surviving in the world right now.
It's collaborating creatively with dear friends. Like,
okay.
So legit, like, that project that we got to work on, it just, like, fed me in this way, you know, especially like a video piece where that feels increasingly like, you know, the call. We don't have any actual studio recordings, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, like, live performance is where we love to be, you know,
yeah.
Farmers markets, other gigs. And
I think it's a strong representation of what the band actually is.
Yes.
You know, to just film yourselves playing the way you play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And that liveness and the way, like, music brings people together like nothing else.
You
know, there's, like, this literal vibration happening there, so that's definitely been helping me stay sane, along with Medicine, which is the last song we're gonna play of it, which I think is, like, a placeholder for anything that kind of helps get you through, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I try not to, like, shame anybody for vices right now. Of course, we always want to be healthy, but, like, giving ourselves that grace of, like, yeah, you know, needed a pint or whatever.
Boy, I haven't wanted a cigarette in years until this year, and I can't tell you the amount of times that I've been, boy, I just would love to step outside and have a cigarette right now.
Yeah, right.
And I don't, because it's not really going to help me. In
yeah.
fact, like, I know that cigarettes actually make me feel sick, but it sounds so good.
Yeah, totally. Well, and, like, a song, right, is almost like the same amount of time as a cigarette, if you think about, like, the way music can be that, like, medicine or hold that spot. Like, I remember when I was trying to quit, like, bringing the ukulele all around and just, like, all right, instead of a cigarette, I'll play a song on the ukulele. And
so, that's genius.
Well, it didn't totally work, but, you know what, one day. But yeah, I mean, truly, I mean it about, like, making art, and something about music that's, I think, really different from other art forms, it's, like, way more lends itself to collaboration, right? You can't put a canvas, like, in front of a bunch of painters. I mean, you could.
You could.
You know, but, you know, it's not going to maybe go over as well as, like, right, the Unicorn Brass Band that we play in, or
yeah.
you know, other collectives where there's just a lot of musicians and the sum is greater than the parts.
You know what? I'm going to go a step further in the woo direction, which maybe this isn't even a woo, because it's scientifically proven that, like, vibrations are very powerful, right? And, like, you know, vibrating on different frequencies. And I think, you know, music literally is vibrations.
Yes.
And I think that that's a big reason why, like, it can actually change your mood. And especially, you know, it is so powerful being in a room with people you love, people you care about, people you connect with, and creating music together. I mean, I can't tell you the number of Unicorn Brass Band practices that I haven't wanted to go to,
because
I've just been like, ugh, like, you know, like, you just don't feel like it. And I've learned by this point to just go anyway, because every single time I walk out going, oh, I feel better, I'm glad I went.
Yes! You're getting at so much there with brass in particular, and I'm not just saying this to blow smoke. It's like, when I hear you play, especially the trumpet, like, trumpet and trombone are in this, like, is it timbre?
Yeah.
That, for me, where it's like, there's, like, sonic reiki that's, like, happening physiologically. I feel a shift at, like, a cellular level.
Mm.
And I'm just like, thank you for moving that stuff around that needed to move.
You know what's funny is, I know what you mean. And for me, I think it's, like, oboe, clarinet, and violin, none of which I play. I tried to learn violin. It's hard. I've kind of put it down for a long time. But because I was so moved by the sound of the violin. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it's like weeping.
Yeah, but I'm stuck with the trumpet.
Well.
But I'm glad that that's that for somebody.
Yes. Oh, it's so powerful. And, like, actually, this Sunday I'll be playing the opening of the Fields. I'm not trying to, like, do any
promo. No,
this
yeah.
is, like, a free thing. It's actually, like, a ritual that they have at Common Ground Farm in Wappingers.
Oh,
and
cool.
They asked me, yeah, to, like, if I wanted to do something. I was like, yes, I'd love to be a part of this, because I feel ritual starved. And I was, like, thinking, like, what song is going to be good? And I did the deepest dive on, you know, the Who's Baba O'Reilly?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's got, like, all this crazy backstory, but effectively rooted in, like, the importance of music as this, like, spiritual medium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's yeah, just felt like the perfect song too. Like out here in the
fields. Out here in the fields, yeah.
Right, right. I know. I was like, that's the one. But like Pete Townsend went off the deep end too with like, he didn't even use a synthesizer to get that sound initially of like the
doo-doo. What is that sound then?
This organ that he like retrofit, or not even retrofitted, but just did this like loop, this kind of like feedback loop that made this crazy sound. He came up with this way to input like your height and weight and like other metrics, so it was like a biofeedback loop that would make it. I'm telling you, man, there's so much there that like I loved going down the rabbit
hole. We could go down the rabbit hole, yeah. Soil and Soul, my guest in the studio, would you grace us with one more song?
Oh, please and thank you so much, DJ MK. This has been such a treat.
KZE Soil and Soul have been my guests on Friends Day today. Lisa, where can we follow you on socials? What's the best way to keep up with Soil and Soul?
Wednesday, Friends Day. I just can't get over that. I love that so much. It's so good. That's going to be with me forever now.
Thank you so much.
At Soil and Soul Band on Instagram, we have like a little kind of light internet home at soilandsoul.kit.com. And yeah, that's best way to kind of find out upcoming shows too, and Yeah, Wednesday Friends Day. This is so good. I'm so grateful.
Come back again sometime.
Please. Yes, absolutely.
We got your community bulletin board now. Band of Heathens up next on 98.1 KZE.